and righteous altogether, and in keeping of them there a grip is a great reward. In the keeping of them is a great reward.
Praise the Lord. Y'all welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. We thank the Lord for the week that has gone. Thank you, musicians. Wherever we've been, the Lord has been faithful to us through his protection, his mercies and grace, and above all, his loving kindness towards us. And this morning, all grace once again has given us genuine mercies from far and near. We thank the Lord that he has opened another week for us. Amen. Shall we bow down our heads a moment before we read the word? Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We appreciate you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us the week that has gone, in our working places, in our homes, or wherever we've been, our children to school and back. Father, our going out and coming in, Lord, oh, it has been through your grace, your protection, O God, and we say thank you, Lord, that you have even opened another week for us. And Lord, oh, what a privilege for us, oh God, to stand before you this morning, or to begin the week right from your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, we bless you. As we have come, Lord, we've come with all obedience, Lord, with all humility, a broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. We've come, Lord Jesus, knowing very well the Lord, the purpose for which, oh God, you've guided us this morning. We will surely be blessed, O God. So, Father, we want to commit the Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands upstairs and here, O God, that you are the teacher, Lord. Take your word, O God, and minister, Lord, unto the hearts of your people, O God. Even as we read your word, O God, bless it, Lord. And let it be, O God, a blessing unto your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you once again for coming. The weather is changing already. We don't have a stable weather in Ireland or Dublin. Praise the Lord. But we thank the Lord, whether it's sunshine or raining, it's all from him. Amen. Amen. So now, for our studies, we'll continue our studies as we try to move on to the opening of the seals. But there are just a something I want us to still look through the breach. Amen. So let's take the reading from Revelation 5. We just read the first verse. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Amen. Nobody dare to put it on the board for us? Amen. The book that is sealed with seven seals. May we be seated. God, Richie, bless you. So we, as I was saying, we will just try to take something a little from the breach again, and then we move on to an introduction to the opening of the seven seals, and then the opening proper. Praise the Lord. I believe we may not be able to finish, but the Lord bless us what we will hear this morning. Amen. So the prophet said, this book is a mysterious book. Amen. The book sealed with seven seals. The prophet said it's a mysterious book. And he said, no man anywhere knows it. God alone, Jesus Christ, see. And he said, now, it is a mysterious book. It's a book of redemption. Amen. And now, he said, we know that this book of redemption will not be thoroughly understood. It has been probed at through six church ages. But at the end, when the seventh angel begins to sound, his mystery, he wound up all of the loose ends that these fellows probed at. You see, everyone tried to find out what is in the seals. They probed, they examined it, they explored it, they investigated it so closely, but they did it thoroughly, you see, but they couldn't get the thorough understanding. Amen. So whatever they got, they just said something like they stumbled over them, because the word of God says it has to take what? The voice of the seventh angel when he begins to sound. That's when all these mysteries will be revealed. Amen. So the reason why the people could not understand, the prophet said, John wrote down what he saw. He wrote down what he saw. But it was a mystery. All that he wrote down was still a mystery. So he wrote down what he saw. The lamp was breaking the seals, and God still wasn't going to reveal it. It was left for the last days. See. But now, in the last days, we can look back and see where it has been. And that is supposed to be done at the end of the church age. Take notice of that. At the end of the church age, just before the rapture. Praise the Lord. See. And the prophet said, he's reminding us, said, now remember, no man in heaven, no man in the earth, pope, bishop, cardinal, state presbyter, or whoever he is, cannot break them seals or reveal the book, but the lamp. Amen. Said, we have probed and presumed and stumbled and wondered. He said, that's the reason we are in such a confusion, because everybody just tried to interpret it his own way, and then he makes a doctrine out of it. So that's brought the confusion. But the divine promise, we know it already, that's Revelation 10:7. The divine promise that this book of redemption will be perfectly opened by the lamp, and the seals thereof will be loosened by the lamp in the last day in which we are living now. Amen. See. That now we see. Now you see, I'm just not making that up. I'm not just making that up. The prophet said, I'm not making just that up by his own mind. You see. But he said, it is thus saith the Lord. The sounding of the seventh angel message, the mystery of God should be finished, has been declared by his holy prophets. Amen. And said, at the sounding of the seventh church age, the last church age, all the loose ends, you see, because they tried to bring out something out of it, of whatever their interpretation was, they were all loose ends, you see. He said, in the last church age, all the loose ends that through these church ages have been probed at will be wound up together. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this place also closely. It's just as John the Baptist, now he's comparing something here. So just as John the Baptist was giving his message, the same time that Messiah came in his day, John knew he would see him because he was going to introduce him. Amen. And we realize that the comparison, and we realize that in the scripture over in Malachi 4, there will be one like John and Elijah, amen, to whom the word of God can would come to, and he is to reveal by the Holy Spirit all the mysteries of God and restore the faith of the children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Amen. So there are many people have come all claiming to be what? Sent of God. But this is what it got to follow. Malachi 4, praise the Lord. To take the people's heart back onto the apostolic fathers. Praise the Lord. And to restore back all these mysteries that have been probed at through these denominational years. Amen. Now, does the word, the prophet said, does the word, I'm just responsible to it. Amen. It is written, right? That's what it is. Praise the Lord. So let's look at another thing here also. It tells us the time that we are living in. It said, this book is not revealed until the church age and denominational age has run out. And there is time no more. I repeat. Said, this book is not revealed until the church age and denominational ages has run out. And there is no time anymore. Praise the Lord. My brother, let me just read another one. It's only revealed after the church ages and denominational ages have run out. Amen. Amen. My brother, the time we are living in. Yes, sir. Now, denominational age has run out. My brother, true, that's very true. Praise the Lord. I can't remember when I was in Manchester. I think I've said it before. There was a Methodist church that was close to where I was. Very beautiful. They have a very beautiful compound. But I was watching all the time. There were the few people that go to that church. They were all old people. Old, very old. Stooped people, praise God. I was several times. I couldn't see any young fellow. Amen. And the church bell, I was watching the way how it rang so sadly. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you see, before, those denominational churches, the church bells, with real force, bing bong, bing bong. But now the church bells are almost all silent. See, their time has run out. Amen. And the other time I went with pastor to UK, at Wolverhampton. If you see the number of church buildings that were all closed. And some, you see some billboards showing what is going to be used for. It was just really pathetic. And could you see that the very place where our precious brother Alex Ukene, the place where he got, where he's fellowshipping now, it was a church that was there. It has folded up. And the chairs that they were using, it was a chair that folded up and they bought the chairs. You see? So it is only the bride, the church bride, the church of the bride, that's where life is now. Praise the Lord. See, denominational age has run out. Praise God. See, now even those who, if you see that any church, the church bells are ringing with any force or vigorous, they've connected it to power and given a time. So it's being used by what? Oh, yes. Do you know that they use a power to connect for the bells to be what? To start ringing at the time that they've set for it. Not a man. See. So, brethren, that's what he's saying. He said, it will be revealed after the church ages and the denominational ages have run out. And that's the time we are living in. Praise God. That's the reason the things in such a scruple tonight, see. They pick up a little doctrine and they run off here to one side and say, this is it. Another doctrine and run off to this side and say, this is it. And each one builds a denomination under it until it got hundreds of denominations. See? But still, all we see is confusion. The people are wondering, what is truth? Amen. Till today, yes, some people are looking for what? For the truth. Praise the Lord. But then he promised that when that time had finished out, there will be a sounding of the seventh angel's voice. And then the book will be revealed. That's time. That time, praise the Lord. And we are living in what? That time. But the prophet wanted us to know that now, but don't say those people aren't saved back there. But the mysteries that they couldn't understand. Watch closely here. Don't say those people aren't saved back there. And who are those people he's talking about? He said, the mysteries are promised to be revealed at the end time. It's little loose ends that these great warriors has come on the scene, such as Irenaeus, Martin the Saint, Polycarp, and the different ones, Luther, Wesley, and all these, you see, how they have come and just lived long enough to kind of bring a light and shine it. But they left many things in darkness. So, those who heard or listened to Martin Luther, yes, they'll be saved. Wesley, they'll be saved. Praise the Lord. So that's what he's trying to say here. That those people, don't say that those people aren't saved back there. Amen. They will be saved. Praise the Lord. The other thing is that he said they couldn't understand why the scripture says baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and turn around to say baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. They couldn't understand it. You see. He said, how can Eve eat apple and cause the wreckage of the whole world? They couldn't understand it. He said, how can these things be? Amen. So now, we come to the introduction. Let's quickly see where we can reach. Now we are going to see what the book says about how it becomes open and is not made known until the Lamb takes the book and breaks the seal and opens the book. See, the Lamb got to take the book. It is his. Amen. So we are going to see. On that note, let's take our Bible again and read Revelation 6. 1 and 2. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. The opening of the seals. Are you ready? Amen. And I saw when the lamp opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering to conquer. Amen. Now, brethren, as you heard, John heard a noise like a thunder. Amen. And one of the four beasts, there were four beasts around the throne. One of the four beasts called him and said, "Come and see." And what did he see? He saw a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him to go forth conquering and to conquer. Now, what John saw was still a mystery. Praise the Lord. What John saw was still a mystery, because what could be the meaning of all this? The noise of a thunder, white horse, a bow, a crow, a crown was given him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. What could be? That's what John saw and he wrote. Praise the Lord. And that's what people have been probing on to try to find what it means. But it cannot work, because he said no man. Amen. According to the word of God, it has to take what? The sounding of the seventh angel. Amen. So the prophet said, it came to the church in a symbol. That's how it came. When the lamp broke the first seal, a thunder roared. Now, that's got significance. That got significance. It got a meaning. Amen. Nothing happens without a meaning. A thunder roared. Wonder what that thunder was. Amen. He said, and only is revealed at the last day when this actual seal is broken. Broken to whom? Not to Christ, but to the church. Amen. Notice how, oh my, that just make me tremble. I hope that the church truly understand. See, you people, I'm going to call you bride. Amen. So, the prophet said, it's a real compliment this morning that we've been reminded that we are what? The bride. Amen. So, I'm going to call you the bride. Amen. Now, the thunder said, a thunder is the voice of God. Amen. The first place, that's what he said. A thunder is the voice of God. And the prophet made a reference, John 12, 28 and 30. John 12, 28 and 30. Are you helping us on the board? John 12, 28. Yeah. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and glorified it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Amen. Others said an angel spoke to him. And Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Amen. So the people heard it as what? A thunder. So he said, it is what? The voice of God. Let us find the symbols. We found out what the thunder means. That's perfectly. We know that. See? The thunder was the voice of God when the seals opened. I think probably, let me just read here quickly. Now, what does the white horse mean? Here's where the revelation comes. I am just as positive of this as I'm standing here, knowing this is the word. I've read every book on it I could find. And the last time I tried to go through it, just teaching it, about 30 years ago, somebody had told me that the Adventists had more light on the second coming of Christ than any other people that he knew. So I found some of their good books and read them. We will stop here. Amen. And you could see how our brethren, the Adventists, what they were saying about this white horse, rather. It's just interesting. It doesn't what dovetail with the word. Amen. So, Lord willing, next week we'll continue to with the opening of the seals. God richly bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you. What a privilege we have, O God, that these things, Lord, that have been hidden all these years, O God, we have this privilege, Lord, to receive the revelation of it, O God. Father, we thank you this morning as we now commit the song leader and the musicians into your hands, the instruments that they are going to use, our lips, our hands, our heart, O God. We want to lift and worship you this morning. Even that, Lord, the right atmosphere will be created, O God. And as we commit our pastor also into your hands, he comes, Lord, and fill in, O God, what, Lord Jesus, you have purpose for your children today. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.